Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRidge's Workday Practice Leader. And today I want to talk a little bit about Workday's growth goals. In their recent Q1 earnings call, they spent a bit of time, Workday did, with Anil and Chano talking about their growth goals and where they're focusing on their efforts. And a couple things jump out. One was they're looking to increase their global workforce by more than 20%, or in essence 2,500 new hires in fiscal year 2022. They've already had about 600, some of that through the acquisition of Peakon. But again, it still leaves about another 1,900 or so that they're looking to do this fiscal year between now and January. So that's quite a bit. Their other large growth goal, and this is a longer-term goal, is to get to $10 billion in annual revenue. And right now, they're roughly at 4.5. So, or at least they're forecasting 4.5. So they did raise their guidance as well. So overall, they had a very good quarter. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is a couple things. One is this growth area they're looking for expansion is really all targeted around sales and marketing in different areas, whether that's building out their installed base team, others that have quota carrying, pre-sales, marketing efforts within targeting different industries and verticals, et cetera. So all this investment growth is going towards improving their downstream revenue and their sales opportunities. So customers out there should be aware of that and understand that Workday is going to be coming at you very aggressively, certainly within the services industries, but now they also have the ability, as they mentioned, some of their financial products to start to focus or be more competitive in some of the supply chain industries as well. So that's really where Workday is looking to grow in that area. I did want to mention the fact that they did talk about their installed base team, which is a little bit different. So when they do their net new acquisitions, those tend to take about 6 to 12 months in negotiations for net new clients or customers. Their installed base team, they didn't have that years ago, but they started to really make a focus of it and have that team that just focuses solely on upselling within their installed base. So if you are a current Workday customer, expect to have contact from that installed base sales team. It could be your same sales rep, but sometimes that is driven by a separate team. And what they're really looking to do is target the office of the CFO. Most, they also obviously look at the head of HR and the CIO as well. But most organizations that are Workday customers start with HR. So naturally the focus, the rest of Workday's products are really geared around the office of the CFO. It's their financial solutions, it's their planning, their analytics, things related to procurement. All those other components tend to fall within the CFO purview. It's only HR does at times, but these are more of the financial-related products. So be wary of that. What customers need to understand is that Workday is going to try to contact multiple people within your finance organization, ultimately trying to get to your CFO. And it's important to understand Workday's approach here and that they're going to try to do things transactional. They're going to try to get information from you and obviously maximize the best deal they can get for themselves. And so what I caution organizations to do is to really think more strategically about your Workday investment. If you are considering Workday, that's fine, but I certainly recommend getting a holistic team together, a cross-functional team, bring in your procurement, bring in your IT folks, bring in people that are familiar with or have experience in negotiating these types of deals. One of the big things is that with the shift to cloud, especially the SaaS solutions, they're able to approach the business leaders directly and say, look, you don't need even to bring your CIO in here potentially, right? We have the solution. They start getting your buy-in on that. There's not so much, or some organizations don't feel that there's initially a need to bring in IT, at least not early in the process, because they're saying, hey, I can outsource all of this, right? This is just simply going to a subscription-based deal. And sometimes that leads to losing negotiation leverage. Ultimately, when we work with clients in these deals, IT always ultimately is involved. But it's early in that sales cycle where they're trying to show about value, looking at the problems or challenges they can solve for your organization and for those specific business leaders. And that's where they tend to share a little bit too much. They tip their hand a little too much, and that leads to negotiation leverage. And by the time you bring in the IT team, procurement, sourcing, et cetera, the teams that have traditionally negotiated these types of deals, that have experience, that understand what's going on is in the sales cycle, sometimes it's too late. So again, look for that with Workday, with these aggressive goals that they have and the aggressive growth in sales and marketing, focusing on their install base as well as net new logos, and really targeting the office of the CFO with their new products.